So this is our next meeting coming up at Hamilton Park. It's our fifth meeting of the year. It is, of course, our Sodexo Live race day on Thursday the 8th of June. The weather is set fair, cloudless blue skies, lovely sunshine. Our clerk of the course, Carol Bartley, and her team have been walking in the track to maintain good to firm. Really good seven race card, which gets underway at 2 o'clock and goes all the way through to 5:15. Gates open, incidentally, at 12 noon. Four races on the straight course over six furlongs. Three on the round course, which takes in, of course, the famous button hook shape at Hamilton Park. Really good action ahead of us. The first race of the day is the Sodexo Live 2-year-old series EBF Restricted Novice Stakes. For 2-year-olds, the youngest age that a thoroughbred racehorse can actually race at, Fengari's already got winning form. One run, one win. Trained by the dual-purpose second-season Newmarket trainer Jack Jones. First runner at the track for Jack. And the first ride at Hamilton Park also for Taylor Fisher. Fengari already a winner at Leicester just under 4 weeks ago. I think, though, the one they've all got to beat in that race is Swordplay, who ran on strongly at Hamilton Park on his debut 8 days ago for Charlie Johnson. Joe Fanning is on board, and he finished really well into second place. That was over five furlongs. He's up to six this time. The 2:30s, the Mac Roberts LLP, leading commercial law firm Scotland at Novice Stakes. Again, six furlongs the distance here. Crow's Nest represents Jim Crowley, former top jump jockey, now of course a top flat jockey, riding for George Bowie on Crow's Nest, who was third on debut just 10 days ago at Windsor. Missed the break and was a bit clueless early on, but the penny started to drop and he ran on nicely to finish in third place. So there's Crow's Nest in the 2:30. The 3 o'clock is the Exclusively Yours Weddings at Hamilton Park Handicap, up this time to a distance of 1 mile and one furlong. So going around the famous loop this time. Two horses in this race carrying the colours of the Let's Be Lucky Syndicate. Number 6, Shine On Brendan, and number 7, Havana Party. Shine On Brendan's trained by Jim Goldie and wears the distinguishing white cap. Both horses are wearing the black jacket with that triple red diamond across the chest. Havana Party for Billy Garrity and Ian Jardine, already a winner this week at Ayr on Monday. Won very, very nicely. Won also at Hamilton Park last year and won also at Hamilton Park in 2021. Shine On Brendan's yet to win at Hamilton Park or indeed anywhere this season, but last year was a 3-time winner at Hamilton Park, Shine On Brendan. It could be that the pair of them fight out the finish. Our feature race of the day is the £30,000 Sodexo Live at Hamilton Park Clyde Handicap. Six furlongs again the trip here. Jim Crowley's second and final ride here is on Kanjar for William Haggis. Newmarket-based William Haggis has got a great strike rate at Hamilton Park as well. He has had plenty of winners down through the years, 29 to be precise, from 87 runners. That's a near 30% strike rate. Jim's had two winners at Hamilton Park, and Kanjar, a class horse on his day, was indeed sent off favourite for the Air Gold Cup last September. He disappointed then, and he was out of luck on his comeback at York just over 3 weeks ago. But he is another one that looks the one to beat in our feature race. And then a couple more races to chuck at you. The 4:10s, the Cartcraig Inn, always a warm welcome handicap. 1 mile, five furlongs this time. Thermoscope was a winner last October at Newcastle and then changed stables and was impressive at Musselburgh last month on his first run for Keith Dalglish. So he's bidding for a belated hat-trick. And Billy Garrity, another tasty ride for Billy T. He's one of the rare dual-purpose jockeys. He rides on the flat and over jumps these days. Thermoscope, incidentally, has got an entry in the £150,000 Northumberland Plate at Newcastle on the 1st of July. And Charlie Johnson's La Pulga is also entered in the Pitman's Derby. La Pulga was a good front running fourth in the Palmaris Services Braveheart Handicap here at Hamilton Park over slightly shorter nearly 3 weeks ago. And then Katie Scott, she's double-handed in the 4:45, the Gala Shields trainer. That's the Come Racing at Hamilton Park Handicap. She's got Thacky, who was a course and distance winner here at Hamilton Park just 8 days ago. Joe Fanning's on board, as he was then. It's a £5 penalty for Thacky, who came through to win from last to first. And Ella Dora, the mare, was a winner here at Hamilton Park over course and distance back in May. Made all the running that day, so it could be a 1-2 for Katie Scott as she bids for another personal best season in that 4:45. Don't forget then, as always, book in advance to get the best deals for all our meetings in 2023 at Hamilton Park, very least the day before. Our next meeting coming up after the 8th of June will be an evening card on Wednesday the 14th of June, when the first race of the night is scheduled for 5:50. Don't miss it.